The next topic is Bismillah is the first ayah of Al-Fatiha. The companions started the book of Allah with Bismillah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Translation, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. The scholars also agree that Bismillah is a part of an ayah in Surah An-Naml, that is chapter 27. They disagree over whether it is a separate ayah before every surah, or if it is an ayah or a part of an ayah included in every surah where the Bismillah appears in its beginning. Al-Dharqutni also recorded a hadith from Abu Huraira from the Prophet ﷺ that supports this hadith by Ibn Khuzaymah. Also, similar statements were attributed to Ali, Ibn Abbas, and others. The opinion that Bismillah is an ayah of every surah except Al-Bara'ah, chapter 9, was attributed to the companions Ibn Abbas, Ibn Umar, Ibn Az-Zubair, Abu Huraira, and Ali. This opinion was also attributed to the Taba'een, Ata, Ta'uz, Sa'id bin Jubair, Makhul, and Az-Zuhri. This is also the view of Abdullah bin Al-Mubarak, Al-Shafi'i, Ahmad bin Hanbal. In one report from him, Ishaq bin Rahway, and Abu Ubaid Al-Qasim bin Salam. On the other hand, Malik, Abu Hanifa, and their followers said Bismillah is not an ayah in Al-Fatiha or any other surah. Dawood said that it is a separate ayah in the beginning of every surah, not part of the surah itself. And this opinion was also attributed to Ahmad bin Hanbal. The next topic is Bismillah, allowed in the prayer. As for Bismillah, allowed during the prayer, those who did not agree that it is a part of Al-Fatiha state that the Bismillah is not to be allowed. The scholars who stated that Bismillah is a part of every surah, except chapter 9, had different opinions. Some of them, such as Al-Shafi'i, said that one should recite Bismillah with Al-Fatiha aloud. This is also the opinion of many among the companions, the Tabi'een, and the Imams of Muslims from the Salaf and the later generations. Since this is the opinion of Abu Huraira, Ibn Umar, Ibn Abbas, Muawiyah, Umar, and Ali. According to Ibn Abdul Barr and Al-Bayhaqi, also the four Khalifas, as Al-Khatib reported, were said to have held this view, although the report from them is contradicted. The Tabi'in scholars who gave this tafsir include Sa'id bin Jubair, Ikrimah, Abu Qilabah, Az-Zuhri, Ali bin Al-Hasan, his son Muhammad, Sa'id bin Al-Musayyib, Ata, Ta'us, Mujahid, Salim, Muhammad bin Ka'ab, Al-Qurazi, Abu Bakr bin Muhammad bin Amr bin Hazm, Abu Wa'il, Ibn Sirin, Muhammad bin Al-Munkadir, Ali bin Abdullah bin Abbas, his son Muhammad, Nafi', the freed slave of Ibn Umar, Zayd bin Aslam, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Al-Azraq bin Qais, Habib bin Abi Thabit, Abu Ash-Shatha, Makhul, and Abdullah bin Maqil bin Muqarrin. Also, Al-Bahaqi added Abdullah bin Safwan and Muhammad bin An-Hanafiyyah to this list. In addition, Ibn Abdul Barr added Amr bin Dinar. The proof of these scholars relied on this that, since Bismillah is part of Al-Fatiha, it should be recited aloud like the rest of Al-Fatiha. Also, An-Nasai recorded in his Sunan, Ibn Hibban and Ibn Khuzaymah in their Sahihs, and Al-Hakim in the Mustadrak, that Abu Huraira once performed the prayer and recited Bismillah aloud. After he finished the prayer, he said, "Among you, I perform the prayer that is the closest to the prayer of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Ad-Dharqutni, Al-Khatib, and Al-Bayhaqi graded this hadith Sahih. Furthermore, in Sahih al-Bukhari, it is recorded that Anas bin Malik was asked about the recitation of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, his recitation was unhurried. He then demonstrated that and recited, while lengthening the recitation of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Also, in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, the Sunan of Abu Dawood, the Sahih of Ibn Hibban, and the Mustadrak of Al-Hakim, it is recorded that Umma Salama said, "The Messenger of Allah used to distinguish each ayah during his recitation. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. All praise and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of all that exists, the most gracious, the most merciful, the owner of the day of recompense. Ad-Dayrakhutni graded the chain of narration for this hadith sahih. Furthermore, Imam Abu Abdullah al-Shafi'i and al-Hakim in his Mustadrak recorded that Muawiyah led the prayer in al-Madinah and did not recite the Bismillah. The Muhajirin, who were present at that prayer, criticized that when Muawiyah led the following prayer, he recited the Bismillah aloud. The hadith mentioned above provides sufficient proof for the opinion that the Bismillah is recited aloud. As for the opposing evidences and the scientific analysis of the narrations mentioned, their weaknesses or otherwise, it is not our desire to discuss this subject at this time. Other scholars stated that the Bismillah should not be recited aloud in the prayer, and this is the established practice of the four Khalifas, as well as Abdullah bin Mughaffal, and several scholars among the Tabi'een and later generations. It is also the madhab, that is the view, of Abu Hanifa, Al-Thawri, and Ahmad bin Hanbal. Imam Malik stated that the Bismillah is not recited aloud or silently. This group based their view upon what Imam Muslim recorded that Aisha said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to start the prayer by reciting the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater, and then recite, all praise and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. Ibn Abi Hatim, Volume 1, Hadith number 12. Also, the two Sahihs recorded that Anas bin Malik said, I prayed behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, and they used to start the prayer with, all praise and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. Muslim added, and they did not mention, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Whether in the beginning or the end of the recitation, similar is recorded in the Sunan books from Abdullah bin Mughaffal, may Allah be pleased with him. These are the opinions held by the respected imams, and their statements are similar in that they agree that the prayer of those who recite Al-Fatiha aloud or in secret is correct. All the favor is from Allah. The next topic is the virtue of Al-Fatiha. Imam Ahmad recorded in his Musnad that a person who was riding behind the Prophet ﷺ said, the Prophet's animal tripped. So I said, cursed shaitan. The Prophet ﷺ said, do not say cursed shaitan. For if you say these words, Satan becomes arrogant and says, with my strength, I made him fall. When you say Bismillah, Satan will become as small as a fly. Further, An-Nasai recorded in his book Al-Yawm wal-Layla and also Ibn Marduwiyah in his tafsir that Usama bin Umair said, I was riding behind the Prophet, and he mentioned the rest of the above hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said in this narration, do not say these words, because then Satan becomes larger, as large as a house. Rather say, Bismillah, because Satan then becomes as small as a fly. This is the blessing of reciting Bismillah. The next topic is, Bismillah is recommended before performing any deed. Bismillah is recommended before starting any action or deed. For instance, Bismillah is recommended before starting a khutbah, that is speech. The Bismillah is also recommended before one enters the place where he wants to relieve himself. There is a hadith concerning this practice. Further, Bismillah is recommended at the beginning of ablution. For Imam Ahmad and the Sunan compilers recorded that Abu Hurairah, Sa'id bin Zaid, and Abu Sa'id narrated from the Prophet ﷺ, there is no valid ablution for he who did not mention Allah's name in it. This hadith is Hasan, that is good. Also, the Bismillah is recommended before eating. For Muslim recorded in his Sahih that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ said to Umar bin Abi Salama while he was a child under his care, say Bismillah, eat with your right hand and eat from whatever is next to you. Some of the scholars stated that Bismillah before eating is obligatory. Bismillah before having sexual intercourse is also recommended. The two Sahihs recorded that Ibn Abbas said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if any one of you before having sexual relations with his wife says, in the name of Allah, O Allah, protect us from Satan and also protect what you grant us, meaning the coming offspring, from Satan, and if it is destined that they should have a child, then Satan will never be able to harm their child.